The Potting Bench Diaries, 1st of February 2023. This week saw the end of January, categorically the longest month of the year. Technically, it's no longer than any of the other months with 31 days, but my gosh, does it feel long. I think there's some sound reasoning behind this, and that's mainly because we're all so eager to get seed sown, with February being the traditional time we get to do more of that. Of course, things can be sown earlier, as I've shown recently with cobaya and sweet peas, but the light levels vastly improve into February, which most seeds will need lots of. I've mentioned cobaya and sweet peas, but these aren't the only climbers I'll be growing this year, as I'm also adding in Tunbergia African Sunset to the mix here too. These are otherwise known as black-eyed Susans, and they'll sit behind an array of dahlias and will hopefully complement the colour scheme that I've got going on. In terms of structure, I'll be growing them up a metal obelisk that I got last year that I used for sweet peas, so I'm not 100% sure where the sweet peas are going to be going this year, but I'll figure that out another time. Moving a little bit closer to the ground now as I start to think about additional textures and forms to go with the spring bulbs. After speaking to Lizzie at the Rose Press Garden before Christmas, she showed me some photos of her cineraria. She used these along the edges of some of her borders that had tulips in them, and the silvery foliage looked fantastic against the tulips, so I knew I had to get some too. Luckily, Carbeth Plants had some in stock, so I got some from there. They're a new company to me, but they've got a great range, so I was really happy to give them a go, and when the plants came, they were really healthy. Keeping with the tulip theme, the great spring bulb pot migration of 2023 has begun. When I planted up my tulips before Christmas, and some after, I put all the containers and pots up near the potting shed so that we weren't just looking at a load of empty pots over winter. However, all the crocus have started to spring up through the grit, so I've moved them all down nearer to the house for their final position so that we can see them flower very soon. I can't quite remember how many containers we've ended up with, but the wicker baskets are my favourites. The tulips in particular are going to look fantastic in these, I hope. Whilst I was having a sort out in the shed last week, I came across a single lonely tulip bulb behind a pot, which must have rolled there when I was sorting them out. As you can imagine, I've got absolutely no idea which variety it is, and it's still firm to the touch, so I've potted it up with the label Mystery Tulip. It'll flower slightly later than all the others due to its late planting, but I'm very excited to see which one it is either way. If you've got any bulbs left to go in, then you're really cutting it fine now. It's better to get them in the ground than in the bin, I always say. Well, there's more chance of them flowering in the ground anyway. And last but not least, a look ahead to this week's book review. This week I had a surprise parcel pop through my letterbox containing the wonderful new book, Rekha's Kitchen Garden by Rekha Mistry. The book is out this week and you can expect to see a review on Friday morning. Rekha's honest and homely style really works here, as she fully appreciates everyone doesn't have a huge allotment to their disposal. The book is out this week with an RRP of £18.99, but you can get it at the link in my show notes for just £16. And finally, the main podcast is back next week with a new episode every week for the next few months or so. The first episode of the season is a cracking chat with someone that you'll all most likely know. If you'd like to find out who it is before anyone else, then do make sure to sign up for my newsletter, and the link is on my website. See you again on Friday.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's podcast. See you soon!